We continue now with Masechas Beitza, Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis, about 10 lines from the bottom of the page. The Gemara now is commenting on the next section of the Mishnah, where the Mishnah says, V'shavin shemashikin esamayim b'chli evin. The Mishnah said that although there's a machlokes regarding tfilas kelim, everybody agrees that we can make tamei water to connect that, literally to do a hashaka, a connection with that and other waters, which are found in a kli evin, in a stone vessel. And in this way, we can be metaher the tamei water. So the Gemara now tries to understand, mayav alomad bilin. What does it mean when it says in the Mishnah, v'shavin shemashik, that's mayim b'chli evin of alomad bilin. So Amar Shmuel, ein mad bilin es ha-kli agabi meimav, l'taro b'yamtif. That a person cannot go ahead and immerse a tamei kli on yamtif through Meimav, by way of its Meimav. Meaning, even though it's permissible to do a hashaka, and by doing so, a person, Memela, will be Matar the Kli, cannot go ahead and intentionally take Tamei waters and put it in a Tamei Kli, and then do the hashaka, and doing so for the purpose of being Matar the Kli. So, says Gemara, Mani Mas Nisin, which opinion does this Mishnah follow? So, Lo Rebbe Velo Rabbanan. Apparently, it does not follow the position of either Rebbe or the Rabbanan. The Tanya, it was taught in a brisa, in mad bilin es akli agab meimav letaro. A person cannot go ahead again and be matbil to immerse a tamei kli agab meimav through by way of its tamei waters in order to be matarit. Vein mashikin asamayim b'chli evin letaron. And according to the Tanakama, you may not go ahead and even do the hashaka to make connect tamei waters with mikvah waters in order to be matarit them of their tumah. Divi Rebbe, that's the position of Rebbe. The Chachamim say Madbilin Kli al Gabi Meimav Vataro. The Chachamim say you can go ahead and take a Tamei Kli and be Madbilid by way of its Tamei waters, and doing so in a way that not only the waters but the Kli will also become Tohar. And you can also go ahead and make Tamei waters connect them to the Tohar waters in order to cleanse them. So Mani, so says the Gemara, back to our Mishnah. Who is the position of the Mishnah? E Rebbe. If it follows the opinion of Rebbe, so kashi ashoka. So then the problem is that the Mishnah ruling, the Mishnah's ruling would contradict that which we find over here in this Braisa. Because according to the Mishnah, hashoka is mutter. But according to the Rebbe in the Braisa, hashoka is asur. And in Rabbanon, if it follows the position of the Rabbanon, kashi hadbala. So in the Mishnah, we see that the Rabbanon said, you cannot go ahead and be matbil kli agabi meimav. But over here in the Braisa, it says you can. And not only can you do the hashoka, you can do the tefillah. So says the Gemara, Yisema Rebbe, Yisema Rabbanan. It's possible to say that the position of a Mishnah is either Rebbe or the Rabbanan. Iba Yisema Rebbe, you could perhaps say that what? The Mishnah follows the position of the Rebbe. Reisha the Braisa B'Yomtiv. That the first part of Rebbe's ruling in the Braisa is referring to Yomtiv. V'seifa B'Shabbos. But the latter part, the part in which Rebbe says that you may not go ahead and do the hashaka, so that is talking about Shabbos. So whereas in a Mishnah, Rebbe says that the hashaka is usur, the hashaka is mutter, but the tefillah is usur. Over here in the Braisa, when it says that hashaka is mutter, that's talking about yomtiv, and the seifa, where it says that the hashaka is usur, is talking about Shabbos. V'kula masnisim b'yomtiv. But our entire Mishnah is talking about yomtiv. The Mishnah is not talking about Shabbos at all. So therefore, there is no such distinction that's made, whereas in the Braisa there is. V'yibay Yisema says Rabbanan, says the Gemara, top of the next Amud, V'yibay Yisema Rabbanan, that perhaps what? The Mishnah is accordance with the opinion of Rabbanan, V'kul masisim Shabbos. And the entire Mishnah is talking about Shabbos, not talking about yomtiv at all. And that would explain why, according to the Rabbanan, you're permitted to go ahead and to do the hashaka, but it's prohibited to go ahead and be matbil the kelim, because this again, this is a position of the Rabbanan regarding Shabbos.